On the final part of our morning show today, we bring on one of our own, Joanne Krulatz. It's her last day of full-time employment.
That it is, Phil. It's hard to believe. You know, when I came in 14 months ago, I just got up one morning and I thought, I'm going to give myself a birthday present next April. And that's all it took. And I just came in and told you. And that was 14 months ago.
Yeah. That time has gone by really fast. But also your time here at WRCO, how many years has it been?
It was 33 in January. On my personal Facebook page today, I put, don't blink. It
right.
goes fast.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and saw a lot of people come and go. And,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of funny because I was new in the area and I was having trouble finding a job. So I went back to college. And when I was going to UW-Platteville, I would listen to the radio to basically for school closures, weather and everything, because I had five kids that would be coming home from Rockbridge School, you know. And an ad came on about part-time employment, you know, if you like to talk or whatever. And I thought, and what better way to get my name out there, being new in the community, to find a full-time job? Well, 33 years later, I'm still here.
And it wasn't full-time at first.
No, I started part-time. And, yep. Yeah, like we don't need them anymore, but engineering Brewer games and and filling in, but it wasn't long and it became full-time. And yeah, so I'm still here.
We had a little bigger staff back then too, didn't we?
Oh, we had a lot bigger. I mean, I'm on my third owner now. It was Pete Athanas owned it when I started. And Ron Fruit was general manager. And you were the mornings and Dave. And we had more on-air staff because it was you and Dave Turk and Steve Miller and Bill Twining. And we had three in the sales staff. It was Al Hushka and Jerry Cook and Mary Jennings. I could hear Mary every now and then when she calls on Prime Mover on Saturday.
Right. But she's still on the air with
us. And the news director was Brian Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good people. A lot of staff has come and gone. We are fortunate here because a lot of stations look at us as, wow, you guys got a lot of people there, a lot of, you know, fully staffed, and think, well, we used to have like 20 people here.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's the way it's gone though in a lot of businesses too.
Yeah, and so. It was, and you know, as we got fewer staff, and you know, WCCU would bring us cakes for Credit Union Day, and we kept telling them make it smaller because it was less and less of us.
Not that many people work here, yeah, right.
Yeah.
So what are about immediate plans now that you don't have to be here every day?
Well, a friend of mine said she's picking me up Monday morning for water aerobics.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I still have National Night Out and you know, Grace and stuff to keep me busy. And I have a granddaughter graduating in Missouri next month. And so, yeah, there's plenty to keep me busy. And, you know, working 50 hours a week, I haven't had time to clean my house. So I told somebody, I says, I'm going to shovel out my house. And they go, shovel it out. And I says, well, you're never home. You got lots to do.
So that'll take you a few months, right?
Yeah. I thought, you know, take a video. This is what it looks like today. This is what it looks like now.
Oh, well, that'll be fun. But then you don't have to worry about taking time off to be back, you know?
Right. I'll just tell you when I can't work.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Because we'll call on you to fill in once in a while.
Yeah.
Since you have a lot of skills, you know?
Well, yeah, because I've done just about everything except sales here.
Right, so. Right. Exactly.
I was the utility player for many years.
Yep. Nighttime and answering the phones and doing a little bit of everything.
You know, but so. I thought about it. I've been here almost half my life.
Right. That's cool, but then it's also kind of depressing, too. Right?
Well, it's funny because we go to Grace meetings, the committee meetings for the walk, and people say to June, well, can Phil do this or this? Well, wait a minute. We'll ask Joanne. She sees more of them than you do.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, you've been referred to as my work wife, I think, from time to time.
Well, so. Henry's taken me to Walmart, and he hollers at me like I'm his wife. And he goes, that's all right. She's my wife. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Well, you won't have to put up with that abuse anymore, right?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure you'll find a way.
Well, one of the things I think that is really cool about you, though, Joanne, in all seriousness, is you've been involved in a lot of my skits over the years, and you've never once turned down, you know, no matter how ridiculous it was. So, you know, the ability to laugh at ourselves, you certainly have that. That's been amazing. So.
Well, you know, when I look in the mirror every morning, I laugh at myself.
Well, that's what I say too. But we'll be still teasing you once in a while. You know.
Oh, I'm sure you told me you would because I'd still have a key to the building.
Exactly. Well, good luck with your next endeavor.
And well, thanks.
We're going to make you read the news at noon and 5:06 news, you know, one more time, just for old time's sake.
Yep.
But good. We'll see you soon.
It's bittersweet.
Joanne Krulas joining us on this portion of the morning show.